As soon as we begin to logically and calmly examine the impending destruction of the white race, our enemies immediately bristle and hurl at us all the time-worn cliches and invectives of racist, fascist, Nazi, and a host of others. It seems that if the Jews are loyal to Israel and to their race, that is just wonderful. If the niggers organize for the sole interest of their race and shout, "Kill Whitey," that too is highly commendable. If the Indians organize and commit atrocities, that too is to be praised. For isn't the white man responsible for everybody else's shortcomings, stupidities, and their inabilities to cope? To which I say loudly and emphatically, no! We are not responsible for the shortcomings, defects, and stupidities of the niggers and their historical inability to create a civilization, nor to maintain it even when the white man has brought it to them. Nor are we responsible for the colored mud race's inability to cope with the problem of feeding themselves above a starvation level. In 6,000 years of recorded history, the blacks of Africa have never even so much as invented the wheel, a written alphabet, or much of anything else. No, we are not responsible for that. Nature made them dumb, shiftless, and lazy. You can take the nigger out of the jungle, but you cannot take the jungle out of the nigger. It is not our responsibility to compensate for their defects, nor is it our duty to incorporate them into our society or into our race and thereby poison our own racial bloodstream. On the contrary, the highest law of nature commands us to make every effort for our own race to survive, to expand, and advance the genetic quality of our future generations.